static on you.
I mean, it's not the power level and it's not the battery.
What that's coming from. But anyway, it looks cloudy out here today. I'm entrapped in the office today working on a power supply that just is toast. It's absolutely toast. Blue traces right off the board and everything else, and can't find the end of it. So told the customer, hey, you need to buy a radio that's from this decade.
It's what we all deal with is obsolete malfunctioning equipment like this radio, if you probably still can't hear me. Power level, it might be the antenna. Let me try an experiment.
Okay.
Playing with the desktop radio and the portable radio, let's try the car radio.
Oh, that's 5 out of 5, loud and clear.
There's an antenna problem.
Well, at least it helped narrow it down.
Into that repeater with this handheld. But, you know, that's only 7 watts and it's the rubber duck antenna, but I've gotten it before.
I don't know what to tell you. Other than check your connections, make sure there's no water gotten into it.
W4DJW. Hey, Wyatt, it might be where you are. You should probably listen to the recording after it comes out. Because Glenn sounds pretty good where I am.
Transmission sound good. The last one sounded perfect to me.
Yeah, his earlier ones weren't much different. You should probably listen to the recording to see if it's not on your end.
My end, my radio needs cleaning and probably need new RF cable, and there's no telling what it needs. Probably fewer times to hit, you know, overhead objects with the antenna. I don't know.
So you're not at home, you're mobile?
That's affirmative. I've been fussed at several times by several different people now that I do not actually have a rig turned on of any kind at my house. And I got yelled at by a bunch of people.
All right. Well, I got to go into a meeting, but I just thought I was listening and I was going to jump in there and just let you know that he sounded good the whole time I was listening to him. So you should probably go back and listen to the recording later if you get an opportunity to do that. That might change your opinion. maybe not. I don't know. He sounded 100% readable to me every time. I could tell a little bit of difference, but not enough to. I mean, you have to listen for it to tell it. Anyway, I'm going to go back on the side. I got a meeting. I got to join. It's a minute after one. W4DJW.
So even the portable wasn't necessarily a problem, because I've gotten in here with this one, the 7-1 portable.
34 CTD mobile. It could be any number of things. I have actually been meaning to replace my cable from the radio to the antenna in the truck. Just haven't gotten around to do it, you know. And when you have everything in the world break because the power company decided, hey, let's do unscheduled brownouts and blackouts, all your time goes away.
Had much choice, too much, you know. It's been unseasonably cold, too much power demand, you know, no power.
Those people that want to get their power from windmills and solar.
For the windmill power and the solar electric power supplementing the grid, it would be worse.
That's wrong with a perfectly functioning fossil fuel plant. It's all in everybody's heads.
Fossil fuels, which A, are limited, and B, produce a lot of pollution.
CO2 into greenhouses, right? To make them more productive. But anyway, yeah, coal is a little bit nastier because it does have other particulates in it, but natural gas, not that bad.
You bubble CO2 through the soil or the water, Yeah, but in that case, you're limiting the CO2 is confined somehow, and it's not really escaping into the atmosphere. And it, yeah, plants will grow better with CO2 in the air, or possibly in the soil.
In Paris Mountain Shadow now, because I'm over in Taylor's. Would love to continue the conversation, but let me make my first stop here, and maybe I'll pick you back up when I get out of this stop. KJ4 CCD Mobile, short topic.